Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the first time ever for the staycation set up where a son is seeing if his mom is cheating on his stepdad.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Morning Mess, you JD, Sienna, and your guy, Joey Boy. Now, so many wonders and questions for you, Tony. You must really love your stepdad to try to bust your mom live on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I'm also kind of tired of the way my mom has been treating him. It's gotten old fast.
Right. Now, did he raise you?
My dad has been out of the picture since I was a toddler. Okay. I never really knew him. And my mom has always been kind of like the type that is trying to be younger than she really is. You know what I mean? Like, she parties a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, let's start from, I guess, this. How do you come to the conclusion where your mom is cheating on your stepdad?
Well, a couple of years ago, I actually caught her doing it in more than one sense of the word. I came home from work early one day, and I was living with her at the time, and he was there with another guy in the living room. I opened up
Jesus.
And saw the whole thing, and it was horrible.
Sure, that was a little traumatizing for you?
Yeah, you can say that. But, you know, we got through it and everything was okay. And I don't know how, but she made it up to my stepdad and they've stayed together. But now here we are again. I'm pretty sure she's doing it again.
Now, why do you think this time she's doing it again? You caught her again? She needed to learn how to put some locks on.
Seriously.
She's been acting weird. Like, I caught her on the phone the other day and she was like whispering and being flirty to someone and just... I was curious, you know, who is that? And she said, oh, nobody, and tried to talk like it was nothing, which is really weird because if it was my stepdad or somebody we knew, she would just tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
So a couple of minutes later, she leaves her phone alone, and I play sneaky son, and I went in her phone, and I looked. And her call log is some guy named Jordan.
Jordan.
Oh.
So I don't know who Jordan is, but that's who she was being flirty with on the phone, trying to be sneaky.
Did you go through, like, text messages, or you just saw the phone log that she was talking a lot to a guy named Jordan?
Hey, I saw on the phone log that she was talking to Jordan, and she had a couple of recent messages from him. It looks like she might be in the habit of deleting her text thread with him, because there were only a few.
Okay.
So many wonders of maybe the after effects of, you know, if she is cheating, how this affects your relationship, and unless you just don't really have one. Not that it matters.
I want to. She's my mom. I love her. It might not sound like it because I'm trying to set her up right now, but I do. I just need to get it into her head that this is not good for our family. It's like she's f***ing things up again. Sorry. Should I not say that?
No,
too late.
It's fine. It's
yeah,
too late.
Fine.
I got a quick finger. So does your mom, but that's neither here nor there. I just feel weird about this because obviously you have a very traumatizing life with your mom. Your dad wasn't in a picture. You caught your mom in the act cheating on your stepdad. Obviously, you love your stepdad very, very much. So let me play devil's advocate. Obviously, I love ratings that we give with staycations of people listening. And thank God you called because everyone's listening to this one.
Right.
Yeah. But why not go to your mom and say, hey, I know what you're doing. You tell dad about Jordan or I will.
I think she would try to be evasive. She would try to pretend it didn't happen. So I feel like I got to put her on the spot.
Uh-huh.
And maybe even put her on blast so that it gets through to her.
Right. Now, is your stepdad listening or this is just proof that you need for yourself?
This is mostly for me.
If she is cheating, what do you do with that information?
She's got to come clean about it. She's got to make it right. It's got to stop. Or she's got to make a choice. Is it going to be whoever she wants on a week-by-week basis or is it going to be her family? That's up to her.
What if Jordan's rich and you're going to get a newer rich stepdad?
Yeah.
Then would it be okay?
Terrible way to look at it, Joey. Sienna, will you speak up and say that's a terrible way to look
You'll
at it?
You'll get a new pony.
Yeah, I'm like, are you struggling with bills or anything?
I don't know, man.
I mean, all things are negotiable.
Stop. It's not funny. It's not funny.
You laugh so you don't cry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to make a light of it, you know?
Okay. Well, we're going to call up your mom, or Sienna's going to call up your mom, offer a free romantic hotel stay, and ask the important question, Sienna.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her who she'd like to bring on the free romantic stay, and we'll see if she says a random guy's name, this Jordan guy, or what was your stepdad's name again?
Scott.
Scott? Okay, so that's when we'll find out for you, okay?
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to pray.
I know. Hope she says Scott.
Me
hope
too.
Step
you were
going
to say Jordan. I'm like, come on.
No,
Jamie.
No,
like,
no.
What are we doing
no.
here, man?
I do want to know what Jordan does for a living, though. I just want to know what we're working
it's
against
so
here.
Irrelevant,
I'm just trying to say, you know, you got to play your cards out right, Tony.
or
good information to have.
Tony, or whatever.
All right. Well, we'll see who she chooses, Sienna.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Elaine?
This is Elaine. Who's this?
Hi, Elaine. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can go ahead and explain it just a little bit. I know you sound a little confused, but we're near the North Scottsdale area, and we want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite. And to do that, all we ask in return is for a Google Yelp review of your stay to help us get our name out there.
I don't think I'm interested. I mean, I have no idea how you got my name, and I don't know. I'm not comfortable with that.
No, I completely understand if you're not comfortable at all, but I do want to let you know that this is completely free. No hidden fees, no personal information. We just want to treat you and a guest to a free weekend stay and have a great time. And yeah, we wouldn't need anything from you other than the review.
Okay, I guess so.
Congratulations, Elaine. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is we address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you are going to be bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
How about, let's make this weekend a little more exciting.
Oh, I like that. You know, that works, Elaine. Perfect. Well, I have that written down for you. And just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Jordan.
What the f***, Mom?
Hello?
Elaine. We legally got to let you know that you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Elaine, we have your son,
what?
Tony, on the line, who was listening to this whole conversation.
Jordan. Mom, look, hello?
What the hell do you think you're doing? What is your problem?
Now, Mom, let me interject here. Tony did tell us when he was a teenager, he walked in on you cheating on his stepdad. And obviously, stepdad has stepped up and raised your son. He loves him very much. And all he asked of you is, don't cheat on dad.
I don't know what to say. Tony, you need to just not meddling in my private business. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's my business. And
well,
I mean, I don't
make
know what
your
you're
private
doing.
Business not screwing over our family. I would happily leave your life to you if it weren't constantly screwing over my dad. He deserves better
than
this.
I don't want you involved in this. This has nothing to do with you. Why
well,
do you
I'm
feel
involved
to
now? So either you can tell him or I can. That's the way it's going to go.
You do realize that if I tell him this, he's not going to forgive me this time, okay?
Oh, my God. How many times did he have to forgive you because you had an affair, cheated on this man, we had to forgive you at this point?
Maybe you don't deserve to be forgiven.
Ooh. Honestly, why are you cheating on this man that helped raise your son?
I mean, there's two sides to every story.
And you lay on each one of them with a different man.
Pretty much.
I don't understand it. Like, if it's not there for you anymore, you'd leave the relationship. Let this man live, and then maybe you can be with this guy, Jordan. But in all due fairness, you keep cheating and getting caught.
All I can say is you don't know everything.
How long have you been seeing Jordan?
That's really nobody's business.
Well, it's either cheating or an affair. Have you been seeing him for a while, or is it a one-night stand that happened? Or
no, it is not a one-night stand.
What did the note say, Sienna?
The note said, let's make this weekend a little more exciting.
Huh.
When we hang up, I'm going to go call Dad and see what he has to say about this.
I can't believe you're going to do this. You know what? You're going to hurt him.
Don't put this on you. Elaine, he's giving you the option. Do you want him to tell his dad or do you want you, which I think you should tell his dad, your husband, that affair has been happening? He is giving you that option. Am I right, Tony? I don't want to speak for you, but she can tell him or you could tell him.
Spot on, yes.
Elaine, do you want to tell your husband about this?
This is a conversation that I think we need to have privately.
Just go and tell your dad, Tony.
I'm going to have to.
We have to do better, Elaine. I'll take your silence as she has no more to say, so we'll disconnect with Elaine right now. Tony, you gave her the option, and you have every right to be this upset, to play devil's advocate. Obviously, you love him. He was a great dad. Was he a good husband?
Yeah. Part of this makes me feel so guilty, too. Like, I love my mom. I don't want to cause harm. But,
right.
Like, at the same time, this can't continue. This is not fair.
We have counseling services that I could provide you for your family for however you want to use them. They're free.
Yeah, great. Maybe I can get my mom to go.
That's great. And, you know, be there for your dad. He's going to need you. And if you need to borrow JD's golf cart, ride around Sun City, get him a new lady. JD, can you lend him your golf cart?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Time permitting, though. A couple hours only.
Will you be there, caddy?
Yeah, I can. Absolutely.
Caddy
Batty. Yeah.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.